It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
I'm going to get yelled at.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
We'll knock these out.
Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Well, sorry, Wolf is not here, and we didn't pay Vince enough money for him to do a new special rejoin for Max.
Leading off at number five.
Number five this morning is what happened yesterday in Atlanta.
Here's the stretch, and Galgado's 3-2 is in the air to deep right. Back on it goes Jay. He looks up, and this one's going to sail out of here. A home run.
That made it 5-0, but there were four runs scored against Patrick Corbin, and it was kind of typical of Patrick Corbin. He shuts you down for all but one inning of his performances. And why? What happens in that one inning? Here's Goldie to Fox Sports Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't many chances on both sides. And, you know, that one inning, they were able to get some runs. And we were trying to find a way to cut into that lead and just weren't able to do it.
Actually, Goldie, there were a ton of chances. And then your pitcher didn't one run out when the bunt was clearly sitting there fair. By the way, it doesn't matter that the ball's in the batter's box. Part of the batter's box is in fair territory. You should know that.
Number four.
Number four this morning is today is franchise tag day. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, Le'Veon Bell will either have signed his franchise tag or have renegotiated a full long-term contract. If, however, he does not have the negotiations done by 1 o'clock this afternoon, then he cannot sign a long-term contract this year, and he has said he won't come to training camp without a long-term deal.
Yeah. I'm on pins and needles. I mean, I know Mike Tomlin wants him to have a deal done, but obviously coaching staff and front office, that's where the disconnect comes, because once it comes to dollars and cents, well, front office says it has to make sense for it to make dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Number three this morning is, we don't normally give you Baltimore Orioles updates, but this was interesting. Manny Machado's having a good day. He has a home run. Orioles are taking on the Blue Jays, I think it was, at home. And then during the game, it gets wet and the field gets bad. And then what does Buck Showalter do?
I think we're all adults here and some more than others, right? But we know what's going on, the potential, okay? So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that was all it.
I was wrong. They were playing the Rangers, but the point is, this is what he did. He pulled Machado and he says, I think we are all adults here. What does he mean? The fact that they pulled him so he wouldn't get hurt before they could trade him. Manny, what do you think?
After rain delay, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know why he did it or not, but he just told me, hey, I'm going to take you out. He had a good first half and, you know, go represent us well in the All-Star game.
Before you change jerseys.
Yes.
Give us one last kudos.
Before you put on that D-backs jersey. Come on, Mike Hazen.
Number two.
Number two this morning. I realize it's hard for anyone who's not a soccer fan to understand, but France stunk, and they crushed Croatia.
We didn't see the impressive France. I thought for long periods of the game, for the first 60 minutes, they were the second-best team.
Stuart Robson says they didn't turn it on until after the PK.
It was only when the second goal went in, and then the third from Pogba, that we saw the France play more expansive football, and Croatia, by that stage, realized the game had gone.
But it was a handball. Please don't argue. And there's good soccer people that know the game. They're trying to say it wasn't a handball. It was a handball.
It was a handball. And it was a great match. I mean, Croatia, offensively, those guys, they pin you back. And that's what I love. But the problem was nothing was on target.
Yes, exactly.
Nothing was on target.
Exactly.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning is that the first half of the season is over for the Diamondbacks, but
just to play good baseball coming into this to the All-Star break and coming out of it, enjoy the break and get away, but be ready to recharge your batteries as soon as you possibly can when you get back to Arizona. Because it's going to be an exciting second half.
Well, if the key was to play good going into the break, then why did you end 6-10 in your last 16? Here are the five takeaways. Something's got to give, and it's got to change now. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.